Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Finland has formally applied to join NATO. It's a good development. Sweden, just today over the wire, they said they've applied to join. I think what that meant was that that has passed their review process in Sweden and they are about to do it. Why do Finland and Sweden want to join NATO after the Ukraine invasion? Well, it's really easy. Finland has an 840-mile border, 840-mile border with Russia. You can't secure an 840-mile border. I don't care who you are. People sneak across. They're very, very vulnerable attack. In 1939, the Ruskies went in, and then they aligned themselves with Hitler in a non-aggression pact in 1940. And the Ruskies were going to take over Finland. Finland fought. They just fought magnificently, like the Ukrainians now. And then, of course, when the Allies got dragged into the war, when Hitler declared war on the United States, France, Great Britain, UK, then Finland had allies. Well, they have been neutral ever since the Second World War. Sweden the same way. Sweden has been neutral for 200 years. I mean, they must have been neutral during the Napoleonic Wars, for God's sake. But the fact of the matter is, especially with the melting of Arctic ice, Sweden is vulnerable from the north in the Arctic Sea and has at least maritime border with Russia. At least Ruskies are prowling around. So they want to get in. And everybody is throwing rose petals in their path. This is terrific. Let them in. And I agree. They should be let in. The Nordic countries. My question is, why wasn't Ukraine let in 2005 when they applied? If they'd been let in, remember, we let in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Hungary. We let in what was then Czechoslovakia. We let in Croatia. All of these countries would be vulnerable to being overrun if we hadn't let them in. And recently, we let in Montenegro a few years ago. But what? We didn't let in Ukraine. Why not? Because it was vetoed by France. NATO has a deal where it has to be unanimous. Every one of them has to agree. If one doesn't agree, you can't let them in. Can't let them in. And not only that, Germany vetoed them too. Germany and France. Why? Because they're chicken. They're afraid of the Ruskies. The United States is at the height of its power. They should have let them in. And you know, there's a subtext to this. Everybody's going, oh, the Nordic countries should be let in. Well, you know why? Germany wants the Nordic countries in. Really? Ukraine is a Slavic country. There's a little bit of that going on. And very early on, Germany was very reticent to provide any support to Ukraine at all. They initially sent them 5,000 helmets. Helmets! That's all they sent them. Disgusting. In any event, let's look forward to the future. And so Sweden and Finland get in. Or do they? Erdogan of Turkey. Turkey is in NATO. And he said, Erdogan, he's going to veto Sweden and Finland coming in. Why? Because Sweden and Finland provide a sanctuary, really, for refugees, including some Kurdish refugees whom Turkey wants to kill. You have to remember this. I've said this is a history program, right? You have to know history going back at least to the 7th century to fully understand everything we're talking about. The Ottoman Empire, and then the predecessor to the Ottoman Empire after Islam was founded at the beginning of the 600s, 7th century, the Ottoman Empire was the scourge of Europe, and so was its predecessor. Islamic forces swept through the Iberian Peninsula, Spain and Portugal. They invaded France, what was then France. If you ask me, was Charlemagne German or French? I don't even know what he would say he was today. But the Battle of Tours-Poitiers in 732, he turned back an Islamic army, or else France would be Islamic. They invaded Italy, they invaded the Balkans, and they occupied Spain till the 1400s. You've heard of Ferdinand and Isabella. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. You heard about that, did you? But what you didn't know was that Ferdinand and Isabella were instrumental in expelling the last Islamic invaders of Spain. And then, I'll tell you what, in the 1500s, there was a Battle of Lepanto, and a European fleet defeated the Ottoman fleet, drove it out of the Mediterranean. Oh, and in the 1600s, the late 1600s, Ottoman armies tried to take Austria, tried to take Vienna, the siege of Vienna, and you know what happened? The Austrians fought very bravely, but what saved them was Poland. Poland in the 1600s was the largest country by landmass in Europe. I've told you that in the past, Lithuania and Ukraine were part of Poland. And Jan Sobieski led the Polish cavalry down from Poland to Austria. Polish cavalry were the best cavalry in Europe at the time, and they drove the Ottoman Empire out. They drove the Ottoman Empire out. The Ottoman Empire is now Turkey. It's now Turkey. The reason they were admitted to NATO is simply because this is great to have a counterbalance to the Ruskies in the Islamic world. And this isn't hard because Turkey and Russia have been fighting for centuries. They hate each other. They viscerally hate each other. I told you this before, but when I went in the Navy, a buddy of mine went in the Army, goes to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, trains in artillery. And I go, where are your orders? Where are you going? Your first duty station. And he goes, Turkey. I said, I'm not kidding. This is back in 1969. And I go, what do you mean Turkey? Well, apparently back then anyway, Turkey let us position very small numbers of troops on the Turkish-Russian border, that area of Turkey nearest Russia. And they sat there for 13 months, and then they got rotated. And why did they sit there? Because every day at 10 a.m., they were supposed to signal in to headquarters, and if ever one day they didn't signal in, everybody knew they got overrun. And you think, well, hey, why don't they pick up a phone? Well, I got news for you. There was no mobile phones. There was no social media. There was nothing. There was no GPS. Communications were very erratic, and that's basically, they were there as scarecrows, as hostages, so that the Russians wouldn't dare do it. That's what it was. You know what they did? Single guys couldn't date anybody in the local village because they get killed. Couldn't have alcohol. They went off base. So they shot wolves. On their watches, they just shot. There were wolves all over the place, and they shot them. So that was basically Turkey and Russia. So why are we permitting Turkey to do this? And I've got a real good solution. Turkey is doing it because they genocided the Armenians 100 years ago, and now they're trying to genocide the Kurds. Kurdish people are 40 million, and they're spread over four countries, and they don't have a homeland. Turkey wants to drive them out. Sweden and Finland let refugees in to escape genocide, and Erdogan's going to interfere with NATO. I'd take Erdogan to the woodshed and say, look, Jack, you're lucky to be in this thing. We will expel your keister. You provide not a damn thing. You see what I mean? And in the long run, you have to let it up to Britain, the United States, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and a few others to decide who comes in and out. You can't let every hack on the boundaries of NATO interfere with our foreign policy. I don't know. I'm letting off a little steam. Little history, little steam. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.